And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's hard to believe, but last week marked the 20th anniversary of the United States prison at Guantanamo, Cuba. There should not be another one. As advocates from Stop Torture Now and other civil rights groups argue persuasively, Guantanamo is a centerpiece of the destructive forever war that the U.S. has pursued since the September 11 attacks and a shameful international symbol of torture and prisoner abuse. The prison illustrates that for two decades following 9/11, the U.S. government has viewed communities of color and especially Muslim communities at home and abroad through a security threat lens. Nearly 800 Muslim men and boys have been held at Guantanamo since 2002, all but a handful without charge or trial. Indeed, more detainees have died at Guantanamo than have been convicted by the military commissions, and most of the convictions have been overturned in whole or in part on appeal. At $540 million per year with just 39 inmates, Guantanamo is the most expensive prison on earth. President Biden should make good on his campaign promise and close this costly and un-American facility immediately. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.